Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com, where we cover the Big 12. And tonight, I will give you the winners and the losers from this week across the Big 12 Conference. So, seems like you guys enjoy it more when I start with our winners this week. And I will do that right after you like the video and make sure you are subscribed. Well, let's start with one of our winners this week, and that is Brett Yormark, the Big 12 commissioner, who announced a deal with PayPal. This came down earlier in the week that Brett Yormark and PayPal have agreed to a deal. It's the Big 12 and the Big 10, and the partnership with PayPal allows them to pay out their student athletes through that platform. So Brett Yormark said on ESPN's Get Up that with July 1 starting the revenue sharing, he says, it's a long time coming. I speak for all of collegiate athletics. We need a reliable payment platform to distribute money to our student athletes. Revenue sharing stems from the recent house payment, of course, house settlement, of course. So now what you've got is a very unique situation where, yes, there's third-party NIL, but the most important part of all this, the linchpin to all this, is that there is revenue sharing between each school and its athletes of $20.5 million. So Yormark talked about how they've been talking about this and trying to negotiate this for 14 months, figuring out the best way to do this for everybody involved. And now he's sitting there saying, we've got a deal. They are announcing it days before the revenue sharing is set to begin. And for the Big 12, they are once again on the cutting edge here. He says here, when you think about PayPal and Venmo, probably the most culturally relevant payment platform globally, 100 million customers, big opportunity for the Big 12, big for college athletics. And he says here, I truly believe the product is ubiquitous across all campuses. And today, we're announcing two conferences, but it's going to go well beyond that moving forward. So Big 12's on the front lines here of all this, and that's, you know what, something we have come to expect with Brett Yormark and how he is handling his business right now as the Big 12 commissioner. My second winner of the week, well, I think you know where I'm going to go here with all this. It has to be BYU. BYU picked up Ryder Lyons out of Folsom, California, a 5-star quarterback who made his commitment, choosing the Cougars over Oregon, USC, Michigan, Ohio State, Ole Miss, and just about every other school in the country. Now, of course, you can look at this and say, BYU is now playing the game of being the highest bidder. Maybe. But frankly, if it was your team, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care one bit if it was your team. And let me add this, you shouldn't care if it's your team. We only seem to care about this when it's not our team, when it's somebody else's team. Our message boards have been on fire the last couple of days on this topic in particular. I would love for you to join us there at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Interact, free forums, camaraderie amongst Big 12 fans. What more can you ask for on that front? But, you know, the Utah and the BYU fans on our forums like to smash each other in the head once in a while. And Utah fans are saying, hey, you know what? You bought the guy. It is what it is. And BYU's like, maybe we did. Who cares? It's all fair game. It's 2025. If Utah, you know, got him and they paid the most money, you think they'd be sitting there and complaining about it or apologizing for it? Of course not, and nor should they. So for BYU, landing a five-star quarterback, finding themselves now in, you know, the top couple Big 12 recruiting classes for 2026, top 30 in the nation, top 20 when you look at the average ranking of each prospect, that is big time for BYU. They've shown a willingness to do this in basketball. I didn't know if they were going to go all the way there in football, and that's just because there's so many more bodies, more risk, right? They want to obviously maintain their culture, but I think they can do it with key players at some key positions. And my sense is that that's where this is going to go for BYU. They're going to pick and choose their battles, pick and choose their spots, who they want to go all in on, who they want to pay big time. And then with that, they'll be able to find themselves in a situation where they can go out there and they can basically land that five-star quarterback who they can now basically say, you're the face of the franchise once you get under center for the next 3-4 years. So that's the name of the game, and BYU is playing it. And it's amazing because there's some schools in the Big 12 that don't want to really play that game. And I'll get to some of those schools coming up here on the show. So my second winner of the week in the Big 12 is BYU, a tremendous addition for them at the most important position in college football, of course, being the quarterback. And congratulations to Rider Lions. My third winner, the freshman class of basketball players in the Big 12 Conference. Well, they had a great night in the first round of the NBA draft. Three Big 12 players went in the first round, and they were off the board very quickly. Happened to all be lottery picks as well, so impressive stuff here for the Big 12. First 14 picks, all three were true freshmen last year. Baylor, you had Edgecombe. All right, you had him go. You had BYU's Demon go to the Nets at number 8. And then Arizona's Bryant, Carter Bryant, going 14 to San Antonio. So this is dang good. You get three Big 12 true freshmen that end up going in the top 14 picks. It's a great bounce back for the Big 12. They did not have a single lottery pick 1 year ago. And our guy Matthew Postens wrote about this on the website at heartlandcollegesports.com. I highly suggest that you go out there and you read that piece on the website. You can't miss it. First thing you'll see there, depending on when you're watching this, but it'll be up there. And he talks about how he believes the best situation is Carter Bryant. So you think about what he's got there in San Antonio. He's getting to play with an all-NBA defensive player and NBA Rookie of the Year. And, you know, the Spurs also had two lottery picks on Wednesday night. So the Spurs were bad last year, but not terrible. Missed the playoffs, won 34 games. So you mix in veterans, you mix in a very young core, and that is a great situation for Arizona's Carter Bryant. So that is fantastic news for the Big 12. They had a very good year in basketball, but now when you look at those three guys, I think a lot of Big 12 fans like rooting for their guys at the next level. Not really NBA fans, but rooting for their guys at the next level. And that now is what Baylor fans, BYU fans, and Arizona fans will have to look forward to in Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and San Antonio. So those are my three winners this week in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo. If you are just joining us, please do make sure you are subscribed. And if you're on the podcast, drop us a 5-star rating and review. So appreciate you doing that. And we got merch. All right. I'm rocking some of it right now. And you can win this for free if you leave us a rating and review. Send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. And every week we'll pick one person to win that free merch. So make sure you get in on it. And we'll also link to the shop in the show notes afterwards. So with that, what do you say we get to it with our three losers of the week in the Big 12 Conference? I'm going to start with Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State. Now, you might be thinking, what is that all about? Didn't Oklahoma State get a four-star commitment from Danny Beal this week on the defensive side of the ball? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But we have been writing pieces all week reacting to the Lindy's Big 12 football preview team by team. Matthew Poston's been doing that for us. And Lindy's predicted Oklahoma State to be absolutely terrible this year. The magazine picked Oklahoma State to finish in 16th place in the Big 12. That is horrible. If you told me 1 year ago that we'd be sitting here a year later and Oklahoma State will have not won a conference game since 2023 and that there would be predictions for 2025 that they would finish in last place in the Big 12, I would have said you were smoking some of the finest stuff you could ever get your hands on. Or some of the worst stuff, depending on how you look at it. But here we are. Lindy's predicted that Oklahoma State would finish in dead last. They talk about, of course, the quarterback dilemma and the problems that that position has been for the Cowboys. They look at the defense and they say to themselves, what's going on there? They were terrible last year. 132nd in total defense, gave up over 500 yards per game. They were awful. 125th in points allowed per game. And yes, you are hoping that a guy like Todd Grantham can turn that side of the ball around. He's obviously accomplished a lot in this business. He's putting in a 4-3 defense. Can he get more pressure on the quarterback? Can they stop the run? Anything is better than a year ago, but they've got to figure it out. And, you know, when one of your big next recruiting stars is a guy who was playing D2 football last year, his name is Terrell Davis out of Central Oklahoma, came into the program in April. He had a great season last year, 15 touchdowns, 1,600 receiving yards, but he did it at the D2 level. Is that going to translate to the Big 12? That remains to be seen. I am pulling for Mike Gundy to bounce back. The Big 12 is better when Mike Gundy and the Cowboys are highly competitive. That is indisputable. But if this year goes off the rails early and quickly, man, it is going to be loud in Stillwater. Okie Light is watching from Stillwater, and he says here, Pete, it's not a surprise. Gundy is gambling again. We're going to see if it works. 8 wins or more surprises everyone. Okay, but tell me this then, Oklahoma State fans. If Mike Gundy goes 5-7, what's the conversation in Stillwater? Is it like he's done? Games passed him by? Or do you look at it through the prism of this was a transitional year, moving on from last year's disaster? They didn't have a returning starting quarterback. And if you see signs that things are trending in the right direction, and if you see signs that Gundy's rebuilding this program in this new era of college football, then he's safe. I mean, I think he should be safe unless it's a disaster like last year where the guy goes 0-9. Unless that happens to Mike Gundy, I don't see a world where he should be in a really bad spot to not return in 2026 in Stillwater. That would be colossally bad.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're looking at an 0-9 season. But if Mike Gundy's just sitting there saying, hey, wasn't a good year, but there's a trend that things are clearly improving, then you know what? I don't know how you get rid of him based on what he's done for the program. I don't think you can do it, nor do I think you should do it if you're Oklahoma State. But fans have very short-term memories. And that's one thing that, listen, got to remember, whether you like it or not. They have very short-term memories. We're all fans, obviously. We all, in my case, root for the Big 12, but you obviously each have your teams that you root for here. And if Mike Gundy turns in another disastrous season, it will get loud. So we'll have to watch and see how that plays out. But a brutal prediction for Oklahoma State this year. For the record, I don't think they're going to be in 16th place in the Big 12, but they got a long way to go to get competitive again. That's for damn sure. The other loser this week, when you look across the Big 12 and the college football landscape, may very well be the coaches. And I'm talking not just Big 12 coaches, but coaches across the sport. So Jay Billis made a prediction this week on the Pat McAfee show when talking about the future of college sports. They were talking about, you know, the House settlement, the $20.5 million, what NIL is going to look like. He said here, the one thing I think maybe people aren't thinking about is that if Congress comes in, they're going to limit the players. They're not going to let the coaches make the kind of money they're making. They're going to say, all right, you get a cap now too. He adds here, so head coach at Alabama, you're not getting $12 million while the players are getting limited. You're going to be limited too. And we're going to limit things across the board and make things a little more sane. I think there's a reasonable possibility that that could happen. Now, here's the problem. There's never been a cap at any level when it comes to the coaches, right? That's not the case in the NFL, not the case in any major sport. Hasn't been the case in college football or college basketball or college anything. As far as I know, I mean, you tell me if something else is going on that you're aware of and I'm not. But they've never had limits on the coaches. And while I think that's an interesting point by Jay Billis, I also don't believe it's going to happen. It's just one of those things where, first off, you've got people in Congress who are college coaches. Have you heard of Tommy Tuberville? He's a U.S. senator. Like, they're going to fight this thing tooth and nail, because as much as you can say, hey, the players have a salary cap, well, yeah, the NFL has a salary cap, NBA, baseball does not, but obviously football and basketball, they have salary caps, hockey as well. So just because you have a salary cap doesn't mean the coaches also get capped. I'm not saying it's not fair. I mean, Congress does a lot of dumb things across the political aisle, so it's not impossible for that to happen. But I think Jay Billis is jumping to a conclusion here that really isn't based in anything. But the fact that he even brought it up, that may trigger somebody if this whole college athletics future does end up in Congress, for just a couple of goobers to be like, you know what? You don't deserve to make $10 million a year. You're not worth $12 million a year. And trust me, you know, I ain't making $12 million a year, but I do love capitalism, and I say to myself, hey, if that's what a coach is worth, that's what a coach is worth. Nick Saban was worth every penny that he was paid by Alabama, right? That's indisputable. So, you know, it's like anything else. It's a fine line, but now that Jay Billis has brought up the possibility and brought up the conversation, I would just say, watch your back. And if you're a college football coach or a college basketball coach, and you know, tell him to, you know, keep those thoughts to himself next time, because he's not doing anybody any favors. And my last loser of the week are the Texas Big 12 schools. It's Houston, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech. Texas State is joining the Pac-12. Now, you might scoff at this and say, who cares? The Pac-12's not the Pac-12. They're leaving the Sun Belt. They're going to this Pac-12, but it's irrelevant. All right, well, listen, Pac-12's not bad. Not a Power Four, but it's better than the Sun Belt. And now you've got, obviously, a conference that's cobbled together. But, hey, Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State, Utah State. It's not awful. And now all these schools will have to compete against Texas State for recruits, as they will be able to get better recruits moving up in their conference from the Sun Belt to the Pac-12. I'm not saying they're on even playing fields here at all. I'm just sitting here and telling you that it is now more competition. And Texas State will have more money. And that means that that could squeeze Baylor, TCU, Houston, and Texas Tech for recruits. It's just, it's something to think about, right? Same thing happened when Houston went from the AAC to the Big 12. Same exact thing. Same concept. So, you know, from that perspective, TCU going to the Big 12, same idea. They have access to better recruiting pipelines now. They have access to players they didn't have access to. And now it's just another opportunity for Texas State to potentially compete for a higher level of athlete and recruit that they otherwise would not have had a chance with because they were in the Sun Belt. So I'm not saying the Pac-12 is the Big 12, but I'm saying it's just added competition at a time when people don't want further competition. So that's why I'm putting the Texas schools in the Big 12 in the loser category this week because of Texas State's moving up to the Pac-12 and leaving the Sun Belt. So my winners this week, BYU, five-star quarterback, of course coming to BYU and Rider Lions this week. Brett Yormark with his PayPal deal and great showing for true freshmen in the Big 12 in the NBA draft. Three lottery picks on Wednesday night. My losers, Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy, picked dead last in Lindy's Football Preseason magazine. The coaches, who could end up, according to Jay Billis, having salary caps on themselves. And the Texas schools in the Big 12 after Texas State announced it's moving up to the Pac-12. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We got the merch shop. Find it and leave us, please. We really would appreciate you if you made sure you were subscribed and left that five-star rating and review on the podcast. Have a great day. Go Big 12, and we'll talk to you soon.